Hello, this is Tom Buell, and welcome to another edition of Make Today Great, assisting you in taking your life to new heights in your health, relationships, and finances. Let me ask you a serious question. Where do you see yourself in 20 years? Think about that. How are you going to look in 20 years? What type of physical shape will you be in? What type of mental shape will you be in? What type of emotional shape will you be in? Spiritual shape. What do you look like? What are you doing? Where are you living? Who are you surrounding yourself with? These aren't hypothetical questions. These are questions I'm asking you to ponder. So rewind this, listen to those, write those down, and consider, where will you be 20 years from now? We're going to circle back as to the importance of this very shortly. But let's move on. Let's not stop there. Relationship-wise, who are you surrounding yourself with? Closely, your family, your friends, your business activities, socially, who are you choosing to surround yourself with, and how and what are you doing? What are you doing with these people? What's a day in the life of you 20 years from now? How does that look? What's a week in the life of you 20 years from now? What's a year in the life look like? How many vacations are you taking? Who are you taking them with? Where are you going? Once again, we'll circle back. Financially, what's your bank account look like? What do your investments look like? How secure are you? What do you have in investments for ones that are close to you? Family members, children, etc. Think about that. Once again, these are not hypothetical questions. These are something to solidify in your brain who, where, and what you will be 20 years from now. Okay, Tom, why all these questions? What's going on? What's with this 20-year thing? Well, here's the bottom line. I turn 43 years old next week, this Tuesday, the 22nd of September, turned 43 years old. And it reminded me of that pivotal moment in my life 3 years ago when I turned 39 to 40 and asked myself questions similar to this. Firstly, it started off on the drive to work where I thought, man, I can't believe I'm turning 40 years old. And like I said, this is 3 years ago. And it seems like yesterday, by the way. So, wow, what would I tell myself at 20 years old? And here I was, just getting ready to turn 40, and in my mind, having a chat with myself 20 years ago, at 20 years old, a hard-charging Marine, number one honor graduate from Marine Corps boot camp out of Paris Island, and doing very well in the fleet at 20 years old. What would I say to myself, I thought? And this came to mind, after first of all saying, wow, I don't know how you get out of things that you get out of. Like, it seems like there is absolutely no light at the end of the tunnel. And somehow, some way, one step, one thought, one word at a time, you not only see light at the end of the tunnel, but you come out shining like a star. So never give up. Always be thinking of what you can think, say, and do to overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. It always works out. So first and foremost, I don't know how the heck you do it, but you do. Keep your head up. Take one step at a time. And here was the wisdom that I really feel was instrumental that I shared with myself in my mind at 40 with my 20-year-old self. Get clear on what you want. Get clear on what you want. And you listening to this, I'm saying and imparting that wisdom to you as well. Get clear on what you want with your health, relationships, and finances. Now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what do you want? Choose in advance where you will be because you'll get there. Don't go on this journey on a life by default. Now, the good news is I know you wouldn't be listening to this. I know our paths wouldn't have crossed if you weren't committed to living a life by design, not of default. So I congratulate you. I commend you. I'm honored and thrilled that our paths crossed. And I'm hoping these questions are helping you get that clarity on what you want, because when you get that clarity on what you want, you can construct your thoughts, your words, your actions, your emotions, your habits to get you one step closer to that each and every day. So I commend you. I applaud you. I'm patting on the back here, but it still boils down to getting that clarity. Get clear on what you want. So then I had that conversation. My mind was like, okay, cool. That's some good information that I can still apply today. What do I want? What do I really, really want for my health, relationships, and finances? And when I'm clear on that, I can take the proper steps to make that a reality, just as you can. Then I thought, what would my future self tell me at 40, now, this is 3 years ago, at 60, what would my 60-year-old self tell me? And this was where the conversation became a little uncomfortable. My 60-year-old self wasn't so kind, wasn't so nice, and was very direct and very kick-me-in-the-butt mode. He said, you teach people how to step out of their comfort zones, and here you are, Mr. Comfortable, working at a job, suppressing some dreams. You know, and not to say you were happy in your comfort zone and, you know, life is good, but you're comfortable and you're suppressing your dreams and you're not following your passion. You're not following your instincts and you won't get to where you want to be 20 years from now being comfortable. You need to get uncomfortable and you need to take the steps that are pushing you into uncertainty that are leading you to following your dreams so that when you get to me 20 years later, you can look back on a life well lived, not a life full of regrets. Let that resonate. What would your 20-year future self tell you right now? Are you living a life that you can look back 20 years from now and say, man, I went all out. I followed my dreams. I went for it. I got the scars to prove it. Man. Or are you going to look back at life of regrets? I wish I did this. I wish I had traveled here. I wish I had said this thing to that one person. I wish I had. Do you want a whole bunch of wish I hads or remember that time? Memories of a life well lived, memories of not suppressing your dreams, memories of following your dreams, following your intuitions, following your bucket list, achieving activities, trips, memorable moments that others only dream about. You made it a reality. Which path do you want? How comfortable are you? And if you are comfortable, which guess what? Human nature, we all fall into that trap of comfort zones. Is that going to allow you to live that life well lived? Or is that going to get you to that point where you look back on a life of regrets? So this is my wake-up call to you. It's not my 60-year self, my future self of 20 years from now. It's me right here, right now, telling you, stop being comfortable. You're playing it too easy. You're settling. You're not giving it your all. You're not getting clear on what you want. And more importantly, through the lack of clarity, you're not outlining what your thoughts, words, actions, emotions, and habits are and can be to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Next week, next month, next year, next 5 years, next decade, next 2 decades. It's the consistent actions we take now that get us to life-changing results very quickly. 3 months from now, your whole body can be in a different place. 3 months from now, your financial situation can be in a whole different place. 3 months from now, your relationships can be in a whole different place with the proper attention, with getting clear on what you want, with deconstructing that and working backwards to put the plan in place, to think the proper thoughts, to say the proper words internally and externally, to do the proper things and to not do the other things that aren't proper, and the choice to control our emotions. And in doing all that, we control our habits, and our habits will determine our destiny. So I may not be your 20-year future self, but I am the present wake-up call for you now. You're playing it too safe. You're being too comfortable. You're not pushing yourself. You're suppressing your dreams. You're not taking the actions that you know if you were serious about the dreams and the goals that you had, you would be taking different actions. You would be thinking different thoughts. You would be saying different things, and you would be doing different things. You would be controlling your emotions. You would be patting yourself on the back at the end of each day saying, good job. You're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're taking actions to lead you to your dreams. So stop playing half-assed. Step up. Show the world, show yourself, show your family, show your friends what you're capable of. This is my dare to you. My early birthday wish is that you step into your full power and you show me, you show yourself, you show your family what you're truly capable of. Hey, you think what you've done so far is good? Watch out, world. Wait till they see what you are going to do when you do it on purpose. When you get that clarity and you're congruent with the thoughts, words, actions, and emotions that would get you each and every day to do the consistent and persistent actions that you know you and only you can do. Now is your time. Show me what you're capable of. Leave a comment at maketodaygreat.com underneath this podcast. If this touches you, if this makes you, you know, get tingles on your body, even if it does or doesn't, go share it with other people. They deserve to have the tingles. They deserve to have this wake-up call. They deserve to step into who they are and what they're capable of doing. They deserve to stop half-stepping. They deserve to stop playing it half-in. They deserve to go all in their life and not suppress their dreams, but go for their dreams. Go to iTunes, leave a comment, rate it 5 stars. Let's share this message. Share this with as many people as you can. It's time to wake myself up, wake yourself up, and wake as many people up as we can. Our future generations depend on it. This is Tom Beal, hoping and praying that you step into all that you're capable of. And until we speak again, make today great.